It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to qualify for Lady Gaga. Make sure you have our number. It's 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
I love drama, especially when it doesn't involve me.
Which is not that often. It's always involving you.
I know. I live for other people's drama. So when this feud happened, I think it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. At the earliest, it was the day before yesterday. But Wendy Williams kind of came out for Howard Stern on her show. She's been back on her show now for a couple weeks after having like a 2-month-long hiatus.
Her mystery illness.
Mystery illness. And so she came out. Basically, the backstory is what you'll hear in the clip she goes into. But Howard Stern just announced that he's got his first book coming out after like 20 years.
I can't wait. It's out like, what, another month or so?
I think in May.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So she kind of like, it seemed like she was being really complimentary to Howard Stern, who, if you don't know who Howard Stern is, you should. He is probably the biggest guy in radio of all time.
He's a radio god. He's the most successful radio person.
Yeah, he is on Sirius Radio. Mm-hmm. So, and Wendy was on radio before when she first started out her career. Actually, our boss was like her manager for many, many years in New York City.
Yeah, back in the day, yep.
We tried to get our boss on, but I think he's asleep.
Thanks, Dion. Dion, the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you're listening.
So Wendy now has her show, and then she was kind of being nice about Howard's book coming out, but then she started digging at him, and then Howard went off on his show about her. And so I have all the audio here so that you can hear this, and then tell us what you think, whose side you're on, Wendy or Howard, 833-JOE-ALEX. So here's Wendy on her show.
Two people I admire that got me to where I am in my head, Oprah and Howard Stern. I always tell you that. For two very different reasons. Howard Stern has a new book coming out. It's like number one at Amazon. It's going to be number one for a long time. Everybody's going to buy this book. It's his first 20 years. And it's called, he still looks good, doesn't he? Yeah. It's called Howard Stern Comes Again. Well, they say.
Sorry. Whoa! I love the Wendy was. Whoa!
They say. No, that Howard's been gone. Stop with the laughter.
Here's the dig.
Howard is so Hollywood right now that this book is going to be. This is what you're going to. And Howard, I love you. But since you've gone Hollywood, everything that you say is so predictable. Every story is going to be about, you know. Oh, I love this one. And then we went on their yacht. And he's a Hollywood insider now, which sucks because you started, like me, being of the people. But at some point, you sat behind that microphone for too long, and now you are the people. And for somebody like me, like, it hurts.
So this was Howard's rebuttal on his show, I think, yesterday, whenever he heard about this.
All right, Porchat, this is edited, right? Because I think he swears a lot.
It's edited, but he's from Sirius. So Sirius Radio, you can swear a lot. So it's all beep, though.
Let's hear his rebuttal, his response.
What the f*** wrong with her? Broad doesn't have an original thought in her head. Busy being Howard Stern. You mean because I've had success, I'm Hollywood? Well, because I know Jimmy Kimmel? That's real Hollywood. Who am I hanging out with? She doesn't know even who I'm hanging out with. She doesn't know what I do with my life. She doesn't know who I hang with. Worry about your husband, not me. Sick of her. Her show. Howard's Hollywood. What does that mean? That means I suck, right? That's what it means.
Apparently, you're not giving us the lowdown anymore because you like everybody.
Here's the lowdown. Yeah, I do like some people. Some people are talented. Maybe I'm not as selfish where I have to put everyone down anymore. I'm not in that place. Ugh, she just ruined my day.
So now he kept going on.
But he's not done?
No.
What a bug-eyed you.
What?
You got those big fake and I'm Hollywood, huh? I'll bet $20 she'd pee standing up. I hope her gets stuck in a zipper. I'd RuPaul before I her. I watch RuPaul's Drag Race. She makes RuPaul look like Margot Robbie.
Wow.
Oh my God. Well, that was intense. Hold on. I want to get a drop to save for the show. I got to figure out which one it was. Hold on.
You got those big fake and
that.
I'm Hollywood, huh? I'll bet $20 she pees standing up.
I'm going to use that drop for now on.
That's amazing.
At one point he said, you know, what evidence do you have that I'm Hollywood, honey? He said, I grew up a scumbag and I'm still treated like a scumbag. What? Because I found success, now I'm Hollywood. And he just said, you know, all she talks about on her show is Hollywood. That's as Hollywood as you get. If anyone in Hollywood called her to hang out, she'd be there in 2 seconds. All of this is a projection.
I totally agree with Howard Stern on this. Like, I've never been a big fan of her, and she's such a hypocrite because she'll talk so much crap about people. But then it's like when she came back from her mystery illness and people were saying, oh, she's getting divorced from her husband manager. It's like, well, the ring's on here, so we're not talking about it. No, no, no. You can't decide what's talked about and what's not when you drag everybody's name into the mud. You bring up all the dirt about them. But then when it's about you, well, the ring's still here, so you can't say anything.
I 100% agree with Joe on this. I'm team Howard. Here's why. Yes, he's a little bit harsh, but that's how he built his career. That's his personality. So that's kind of his funny. You either get it or you don't. But he has a point in that Wendy, all she does is talk about other people and other gossip of other celebrities and stuff, but she is always off limits. The thing about Howard Stern is that he's never afraid to not only, of course, make fun of other people and other celebrities and call them out, but he makes fun of himself and calls himself out. I mean, that's a huge thing, is making fun of himself and how ugly he is and all this. I mean, he always has talked about that.
Everybody got their radio style from Howard.
Yes.
Like, I mean, like self-deprecating, like I do that all the time. I'm not trying to copy him, but I guarantee you in one way or another,
and
that's where we get it from.
I don't understand the, I'm going to praise Howard and talk about his book and like, oh, that's exciting. Like everyone should go buy this book. It's going to be a number one bestseller, but then trash him. The only thing I get from that is jealousy.
Well, that's how you do a backhanded compliment.
These are the two best people in the world to get in a fight and an argument and
it's
a
not gonna
feud
stop.
Because it's not going to stop, and they're going to keep going, taking like low shots at each other, and I am here for it.
Who do you side with, Liv?
I side with Howard. I mean, I think Wendy Williams is Hollywood. Like,
that's what I think too.
Everything on her, she's has had so much work done, so much work
done. They're way too big. Alex, if you ever get a boob job, don't do them that big.
She'll try to hang out with any celebrity she can. Like, it's anything that she was saying, like, that's what she does. So it's just, like, confusing.
Right.
Will this change your opinion? We actually have audio of Howard Stern talking about you. So, I mean, what do you think of this?
I'll bet 20 bucks she pees standing up.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.